Teresa's joy in the new foundation was short-lived, and fresh trials beset her. She was not yet free to join her young community, though she resolved to do so as soon as she would be allowed. After all was over, and about 3 or 4 hours had passed, the devil stirred up within me a spiritual battle, as I shall now describe. He brought doubts to my mind about whether what I had done was wrong, whether I had gone against obedience in having made the foundation without my provincial's orders, and there were doubts as to whether those who lived here would be happy with so much austerity. What if they liked food? Wasn't it all foolishness? Who got me involved in all this, since I already had a monastery to live in? The devil raised doubts in me also about how I wanted to shut myself up in so austere a house and with my many illnesses. How would I be able to endure so much penance and leave a monastery that was large and pleasant, and where I had always been so happy? Drawing up all my strength, I promised before the Blessed Sacrament to do all I could to come to live in this house and to make a promise of enclosure when able to do it in good conscience. Once I did this, the devil fled instantly and left me calm and happy, and I remained so and have remained so always. All the enclosure and penance and other things that are observed in this house are extremely easy for me and amount to little. The happiness is so very great, I sometimes wonder what I could choose on earth that would be more pleasant for me.